So Trinity Sunday, woo! The only day of our church year to be based on a doctrine where every pastor tries not to lean into heresy. Thankfully, we don't burn anyone at the stake for their heretical statements anymore. Here I go. Theological statement. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, three in one, one and three. It's a confusing concept at best. Perhaps it's even lost some relevance among us, the modern skeptics. Why would a Trinitarian formula still matter? Why does it matter? So I want to ask you an even more basic question. When you think of God, what do you think of? You think of God. What do you think of?
Goodness.
Goodness? All right, great. Yeah, you could shout out some. We could be Pentecostal today. Omnipresence. Healing. Love. Wholeness. Patience. Ooh. Forgiveness. Yeah. I'm really grateful no one said angry God with giant beard floating in a cloud, right? That's good. So something we're doing is thinking in just a little bit. Yeah, there's a mystery to God, right? There's a lot of pieces to God that we don't know. And yet the early church fathers came up with this doctrine to help us think about. Now, Jesus actually didn't talk about Trinitarian formula. This is this gospel in Matthew is the only line where we hear this formula. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We also heard that introduction in 1 Corinthians with the love of God. We say that every week, right? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Yeah, amen, right? It's almost hard not to say it because it's so ingrained in us. We say it every week. And actually, all of our liturgy is based on some sort of scripture readings, but this Trinitarian formula comes to us from this place where they were reading the scriptures and trying to distill what are the main pieces of God and how God relates to us. And so the Trinity can be kind of helpful, actually. It's a reminder that when God begins to look and sound a lot like ourselves or our empire overlords, that we actually have a much bigger, comprehensive depiction of who God promises to be for us in the Trinity. A God who created us and celebrates us like a loving parent alongside the cosmos, like that star constellation the psalmist in 8 describes. We have a God who decided to put on skin and walk among us in the name of Jesus. Decided to become human and teach us and ultimately die for us and defeated death on our behalf. And we have a God who gives us the Holy Spirit, the superhero power of courage and love and wisdom and understanding in places where we least expect it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And alongside this doctrine, we have to remember that God also continues to be mysterious. There will always be a part of God that is unknowable and strange beyond what we can comprehend. But in these three expressions, God is knowable and explained. This is something we can cling to at the end of the day when we are tired and frazzled, at the end of our rope and in pain, exhausted, afraid. And also when all the good stuff happens too, in joy and excitement and love and care and peace, God promises to show up in all of these spaces. There's nothing that is off limits to God. An important part of the Trinity is that God promises to meet us where we are at, always. Like Jesus promises those disciples who were doubting, right? Matthew says that. They doubted. And yet Jesus' very last words to them in the Gospel of Matthew is, I will be with you until the end of the age. You know, I've been here 3 years now, and so my sermon illustrations might start to sound a little old. I apologize for that. But the only example that kept coming to me as I was thinking about the Trinity this week is the example from a children's storybook, Margaret Wise Brown, Runaway Bunny. Yeah? And so I'm admitting, I used this example 3 years ago for something else. So if you were here 3 years ago, I'm sorry. But in this story, there's this kid bunny who's honestly kind of obnoxious and a bit of a pain, and his mother bunny. And the kid bunny decides to run away. And the mother bunny says, "If you run away, I will come after you, for you are my little bunny." And so the bunny decides to change shape into a fish. It says, "Well, I will be a fish in a trout stream and swim away from you." "Well, if you become a fish in a trout stream, I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." "Well, if you become a fisherman," says the little bunny, "I will become a rock on a mountain high above you." "Well, if you become a rock on a mountain high above me," says the mama, "I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb up to where you are." And this pattern continues. Everything in place, this little bunny tries to run away and hide. The mama follows, changing shape in some way to support the bunny's new form, becoming a gardener to tend, a wind to guide on the open sea, a tree to come home to. And at the end, the little bunny says, "Ah, shucks. Well, I might as well just stay where I am and be your little bunny then." And the mama bunny responds, this is the best line, "Have a carrot." Now, when your stubbornness runs out, we all need a little food and sustenance. But I really do think this is what the Trinity means. God will do everything possible to remind us we are beloved. God may shift shapes or change locations, but the underlying current is always the same. A God whose compassion knows no end. A God whose love is wide and deep and bright as the stars in the sky. A God who will continue to find new ways to remind us to forgive ourselves, to love our neighbors, and share what we have. This is the essence of God, of who God is, and who we are called to be made, and who we are called to be as we are made in the image of this triune God. And thankfully, we have a billion descriptions of who God is in Scripture, of songs and good art and storytelling and saints and prayer and creation. These little reminders that come new and old and ancient and maybe on repeat from your pastor from time to time. We have a million ways to describe who God is for us and how we are to relate to God. And for all this, all we can say is amen. Thanks be to God.